Though it was hard to tell from his dour demeanour, Narek relished the hunt. He used to be reconnaissance, a vigilator, until an injury impeded his scouting abilities and saw him fall behind the others in his unit. He'd left the squad soon after that and rejoined the Legion proper as part of Elias's chapter. It was on Istvan V that he'd been wounded. As part of a stealth unit sent to sabotage Legion forces loyal to the Emperor before the attack began and their betrayal was revealed, his unit met some enemy scouts who saw at once what they were doing. They killed the Ravens, but at the cost of Narek's entire squad and his left leg. A bolt shell had shattered it. He'd finished placing the charges, crawling over the bodies of his dead comrades to do it, and found his way back to friendly lines before the firestorm began. Bionics replaced his bones and his burned-up muscle and flesh, but he wasn't the same. That battle had left a mark on Narek that went beyond mere injury. It made him morose, prone to angry self-recrimination, even self-doubt. But he served because he was a soldier, and that's what soldiers did. They followed orders. Elias needed a huntsman, so Narek took up the post, but never divulged how he really felt about what happened on Istvan. It sat poorly with him, but he understood its necessity and believed in their cause, perhaps less blindly than some of his brothers. Catching prey was the only time when his mind felt occupied enough that none of his other concerns mattered. Everything else faded to grey when Narek was on the hunt. Using the servitors as decoys was smart. The cyborgs went down quickly without much fight, but the distraction absorbed precious minutes. Narek had let Dagon do it, content to look on before scouring the area for further signs. He sent Haruk on ahead to close the trap he had so artfully set for his prey. Narek was looking down on them now as he crouched on a rooftop, obscured by steam venting from ceiling ducts and the shadows of the night. All lights were out in Ranos. The rest of the brothers had seen to that. Only this small act was left to carry out now. A three-man hunting party. Were he younger and without the bionic, Narek would have done it alone. As it was, he needed the others. A last stand. Dagon was on the opposite rooftop, about 20 meters away. Ranos was heavily industrialized, providing an abundance of hiding places from which the word-bearers could observe their prey. Below them were two armed men, hunkered down in cover, nervously eyeing the dark. A third man sat apart from the others, unarmed, not a fighter.
"Another distraction," Narek answered Dagon through the vox. "One is missing."
"Haruk will gut him like the other one he found." Such a bloodthirsty warrior was Dagon, better suited to the 8th than the 17th. But he killed clean and didn't linger over his prey like some in the 17th were prone to do. Still, Narek knew he wasn't wrong. Haruk would have silenced the scout. That left these three scalps to him and Dagon.
"Elias wants that one alive. He has something of value to us."
"Does Haruk know that?"
"He will if he kills him. Elias will make certain of it."
"Then let's make this quick and not keep our dark apostle waiting." Narek cut the voxlink. He unhitched the sniper rifle slung across his back and brought it up into position. This was a singular weapon. A Brontos pattern rifle was heavy and difficult to wield, but its heft was backed up with sheer stopping power. It took specially crafted bolt rounds with an added impeller in the rifle stock to offset the reduced range with a boost of pneumatic propulsion. A racking handle allowed for manual reload, but that was only useful in an emergency. Narek liked to keep his targets at distance and make use of the weapon's automatic chambering function. Pressing his right eye to the scope,
He adjusted the targeter until its crosshairs lined up squarely over the head of the man on the right. The rifle stock was cold against his cheek, and he felt the roughness of the grooves he'd made in it to celebrate each of his long-range kills. There were many. Narek muttered an oath, then, waiting 3 seconds to control his breathing, he fired.